Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
Because you look back at the Bills' history, and I wanted to get your opinion on this. Yes. You know me. I'm a sicko. I'm a jersey collector. I'm feeling like they might go Navy.
Ew.
Sports Talk Saturday.
The worst thing you could have brought up to me right there. Hey, remember the Bills' jerseys that kind of make you want to throw up in your mouth? Nothing good comes from that. And if any of you that is listening right now wants to defend those ugly Navy uniforms, you're wrong, and it's okay. Just get a hug from somebody.
On WGR.
Programming note, the last hour of Sports Talk Saturday is just going to be me powerbombing Joe Kelly through a table.
Sports Radio 550.
With malicious intent.
Oh boy. Malicious intent.
Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. Welcome into the weekend. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly here with you.
On your long weekend.
On a long weekend, a Memorial Day weekend, we are all off until Tuesday after this show is done.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we'll carry the Bandits later on today.
Yes. Game three. Big basically deal. Game seven. Big deal.
It's big deal. We've got game three, game seven. we've got a game five, game seven.
We do.
I've got the Amherst jersey on today.
Yes.
We're all super pumped about that.
It's like CPR class in high school. Staying alive, baby.
Hey.
That's what they tell you to do it on.
I did not know where you were going with that, and I am relatively...
You're satisfied with the way that went?
I'm satisfied with the outcome, yes.
Good, because
that was a good one.
Realized as that was coming out of my mouth, it was a veiled beginning to that.
That was good, though. That was good. Okay. I like that. anyway, debut day.
It is.
On a Memorial Day weekend for Chris Giacobello on the board. As Evan's off for the day, we've got Chris here. He's taking care of the update. He's taking care of us here today.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the Raging Tire Fire.
Well, Derek, I got to say, it's just glad to be here. Thank you for having me. Thank you for just letting me step in and produce.
Let's have some fun today.
Cooking with gas back there, as far as I'm concerned.
Let's have some fun today, though, because that's what we're supposed to do every day.
Mm-hmm.
We have one of the dumbest jobs that there is. You know that, right?
Yeah, people listen to us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dumbest as in, like, how does this work?
How do you get paid to do this?
I wouldn't pay you anything. As a matter of fact, I don't listen.
If you don't listen, then why are you messaging in?
But I also, it's something, I don't know why I'm feeling, like, a little more appreciative today. I have no reason to. It's just another day.
It's because it's almost June and it's pushing 50 and raining.
I don't know. I'm just feeling good today. Maybe that's what it is.
It's because the Bandits are in a Game 3, Game 7, and the Americans are in a Game 5, Game 7. I mean, you said it. You're feeling good. You're wearing the jersey. The vibes are high. At a point of the year where, yeah, we don't normally get this. Well, with the Bandits and Amherst, sure, right? Don't have this with the Sabres. The Bills are done. We're in the dog days of the offseason for the NFL, right? Now that the schedule's released.
We're getting
released.
Into phase three soon enough.
Phase
next
three where you're starting to prime up to, oh, with no film, nothing to look at, what do we think is going to happen this season? That's where we're getting to. And it's like...
It is something that I do dread sometimes, but also at the same time, dude, our job is to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's... And again, I don't know why I feel this way today, but like it's still cool. Like we always got to make sure we're having fun. Maybe it is because there's someone new here today.
I think that definitely helps.
It might help. But like
a new face.
It's if we're not having fun doing this, then like let's get the hell out of here. But as long as I'm still having fun with this, we're going to keep this raging tire fire going.
Mm-hmm. And I have fun every time I look at the tangled Rapunzel inspirational quote above your head every day.
I've got Gene Steratore staring me in the face, man, every time I sit down here.
Do you want to hear that inspirational quote? I don't know how often you look at it.
I don't look at it at all.
That's where my eyes drift above the wide receiver big board.
I'm feeling the wide receiver Rapunzel. Big board staring at me like down my spinal cord right now. And like I feel slightly uncomfortable.
The inhibitor chip's been compromised. You're now being talked to by the wide receiver big board. you're in shambles.
My DeAndre Hopkins takes from a couple years ago just suddenly come back.
You're just hearing whispers in your brain.
Get him away from the Ravens. Get him here. But like I don't know. It just I enjoy doing this, and maybe it's because I was in all week too.
It might be the holiday weekend too. They normally bring better vibes. It was a good Friday yesterday. It really was. Like everything was just moving,
except for it raining the entire time.
Yeah, that you know. But
ignore that.
On the bright side, Memorial Day is actually shaping up to look like a solid day. After a rainy weekend, it's gonna be 68, almost 70 degrees, and sunny. That's perfect spring weather to me.
I'm telling you, like I said with Zach yesterday,
mm-hmm.
It is carved in an ancient tablet.
It has to be.
Before they knew what Memorial Day even was.
Mm-hmm.
But the ancient tablet says Memorial Day is exclusively going to have good weather.
The last Monday in May always must have good weather.
Ugtog, what is Memorial Day? And we're going to figure that out, Jim.
I don't know, Jim.
Why is the second caveman named Jim? I don't know.
Rhymes with Grug. That's why.
What?
You haven't seen this?
No.
This could be interesting. This is a little Gen Z intro here.
Gen Z brain rot for me?
Yeah, little Gen Z brain rot.
Everyone look out.
Do you remember,
beware.
It's Zoomer humor.
It is. It's Zoomer humor.
Zoomer humor.
The hit Hollywood blockbuster in that of the Croods. No? Not ringing any bells for you?
Derek, you don't know the Croods?
It's a DreamWorks animated film.
I love that I don't know what you guys are talking about.
This is a nice change.
That makes me feel not old whatsoever.
So the Croods is
young at heart.
I feel like I need like a walker now, but carry on.
Well, it's an animated film by the DreamWorks, the studio that brought you Shrek 1 through now 5. 5 incoming, but...
Too many.
It's a story about cave people, right?
Okay.
Neanderthals, if that's the right word, right? Like,
yeah.
I feel like...
Yeah.
This whole station's Neanderthals.
I knew that was coming. But Nick Cage voices Grug, the head of the family. And it's got Emma Stone, like, Ryan Reynolds. It's actually got a stacked cast.
It rhymes with Jim.
So he basically... It's now become a meme. Like, it's resurfaced. This movie came out like 10, 15 years ago, somewhere in between there. It's resurfaced in Gen Z brain rot to the point of... He's like trying to have ideas, right? Think. That's the whole thing. I have idea is the quote by the end. So it's become a meme now where in one point his one idea is putting a rug on his head and saying, call it a rug, rhymes with grug. So now there's just like these quotes on TikTok. I can't say 90% of them, but like I call it open heart surgery, rhymes with grug. Like, that's just like, and it's a picture, a brain rot picture of Grug holding like a scalpel. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just that.
I never would have thought that this would be relevant today. Cricket Whistle tweeted before the show started today, hey, why don't you guys fire up the cameras and take the show to YouTube today?
And this is why?
Because my face right now that I'm making, I can't replicate it.
If anyone from Gen Z or even like the tail end of. Is that Gen Y be millennials? Is that
yes.
What that? Yeah. Even at the tail end of the millennials, you might understand what I'm saying, but Derek might be
on
the
fraction. So those
of
you that haven't
clicked off at this point. We've got Gene Battaglia on at noon to talk about the Rochester Americans surviving against LaValle, forcing that game five, quote unquote, game seven.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of quote unquote game sevens, as we said.
A lot of these going on. And then we've got Brayton Wilson joining us at 1 o'clock. We've got some hockey guests here today. It's going to be a good time. I think we're going to have ourselves some fun here. After Joe broke my brain, you know, no big deal.
Little rot to the brain to start things off.
You know, like, no big deal. But man, last night in all playoffs, very satisfying.
Extremely
satisfying. I'll try again. Had to make sure the laptop volume was down first. So
I like that.
Very, very satisfying. I went to bed last night early because I had an earlier morning than usual today.
You hosted, you produced for the guys for a tee to green this morning.
Yes, and you know, as getting into golf, I love doing that. That was very fun with Brian Koziel and the fellas. But waking up to the good news of the Rochester Americans being alive couldn't have been better, because last night I was worried how they had looked in that series is the weakest I've seen them look in the entirety of the Calder Cup playoffs. Right. The North Division Final has had their number with the LaValle Rocket. They have a chance tonight to completely flip that in a couple games, and I'm here for it. I knew after they dropped the first game of the series, it was going to be a battle. That it was not going to be easy. They played them tough.
Right.
It's almost, you're seeing them make adjustments, though, and be able to win these younger guys, these prospects for the Sabres.
I think it's also because part of it is, in the games that they've lost, LaValle also seemingly goes full caveman mode. Here we are talking about the caveman.
Rhymes with Grug.
And it's they become more busy with trying to take your head off than actually try to play the game.
We were talking about
weird.
That. That's right.
Which is weird. They were the best team in the AHL this year. They have skill. Mm-hmm. They know what they're doing. But then, randomly, they'll just decide, oh, we're going to start Fowler instead of Primo again, and he's going to lose again. Mm-hmm. And then we're also going to be too busy trying to take your head off.
Yeah.
Are they trying to get, like, Caden Primo rested?
Well, like you said, they decided to play NHL hits. That's just what it is.
Primo is 2-0 in the series.
Mm-hmm.
Primo has started two games.
Right. The two games he started, they've won.
Fowler has lost both of his starts. I don't get LaValle's coaching staff.
You would think that they would see. Common sense isn't so common nowadays, so I guess I can't assume. But the writing's on the wall right in front of you. I don't really get.
Especially because of the fact that, like, Caden Primo is one of the better goaltending prospects in the National Hockey League's structure at this point.
Well, it's not like you really shouldn't worry about resting them. This is do or die at this point.
You should be teaching him to play every game.
Yes.
I don't know what it is. I mean, is Fowler also good? That's the part I don't know. But I know Caden Primo. I know he's a good prospect. I know he's a good goaltender within the AHL. I don't understand why he's not just getting the lion's share at that point. Because now you've put yourself into an awkward position here. The best team in the AHL, if you lose game five, you played too much. You played around with your opponent too much then. That's what this is.
Mm-hmm.
Every year, it seems like also Rochester has the problem of, like, you're facing Hershey, or like it's like this impossible mountain to climb. Eventually, they'll beat like a Utica or a Syracuse, and everyone will have tons of fun within the first round or two.
Yep.
And then a team like Hershey shows up, or a team like LaValle, and you can't break through and get to the Calder Cup final. And that's fine. It's an AHL team. Like, for people around here, you want to just see the young guys start to show out and shine.
Yeah, because for the future sake of the Sabres organization.
You want to see that. But I do know that, like, you know, there are people down the 90. They are Rochester Americans fans first. They get upset.
That's their team.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When the Sabres make a call, as it is structured, they will be sad. They will be mad. They will be upset about it.
Like when they lose Devin Levi.
Eventually. That's going to be... Quinn Krebs-Paterka was all the rage several years ago. If I ask you about Jack Quinn in Rochester, it's a much different answer than if I ask you about Jack Quinn in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm. A hero's tale.
A hero's tale, so to say. But it is a great series. I'm glad I've at least got to catch one of those games in person.
Yeah, because that environment, I know they're in Laval now, but still...
That's a tough environment to win in, too.
It's, yeah, because their fans are very passionate as well. So, I mean, you're playing in really in enemy territory. It's not just like...
And it's Levi's home.
Yeah.
That's the other portion of this. There's an interesting wrinkle in there. Can you beat the best team in the AHL? Let's find out. And if you do, you can also be forcing Kevin Adams' hand. So this does impact the Sabres, what Rochester does in the playoffs here. Levi had a strong game yesterday, and he's needed this in this series. He's also getting a lot of attention from Laval. They are hitting him. They're trying to like mess up his meditation thing in the corner.
They're playing mind games.
They're jerks.
But at the end of the day, is that that's a strategy,
it's
right?
It's a strategy, and don't think that other pests in the NHL wouldn't do
exactly.
This.
Exactly. It's not. It might be as jerkish as it is. This is a wake-up moment, like, hey, this is in the AHL? This is going to happen in the NHL.
The physicality is going to be there. And he's played in the NHL, and he's struggled. So can you overcome it? It's going to be interesting to see how that wraps up. And whether it's the end of the season or we get another series down the 90.
I hope we get another series down the 90. I would actually try and make it out for one of those because then the Bandits have wrapped up by that point because this is it today.
Yep.
That'd be really exciting if I could get out there for a Rochester game. Yep. I've never been, so that would be my first time.
It's a nice place. When I went last week, it was 9,000 strong, fully packed. Ref, you suck. Chance started like a minute 27 into the game.
I wouldn't expect anything less.
It's a great time. So...
And again, just to experience if you're a hockey, playoff hockey.
If you're a hockey crazed or you just want to experience hockey in the playoffs just to feel something, yeah, it's worth it. Go down there. Make the drive. It's supposed to be a good time, and it is.
Yeah, instead of letting the match burn down your fingertips to feel something, just go to a playoff hockey game. That'll change how things go. Another Nick Cage quote, by the way.
I will say, and not just there, though. Edmonton beating Dallas last night, evening the series one apiece. The NHL desperately needed that because the Carolina Hurricanes are going to give you nothing.
No, Panthers are going back to the final. That's it. That's done.
And does Carolina even win a game? It does not.
I think they get swept. Games,
through the first two games at home, Carolina's been embarrassed.
You were absolutely right, though. I think it might have been last week or the week before when I was suggesting Carolina might be able to, you know, give Florida a run for their money. You said they're just not deep enough. They just have average players at every position. You don't have...
They have some guys that can emerge as stars.
Exactly, but...
Or, like, for like they have a Seth Jarvis. They have a Jacob Slavin. Like, they have great players that their countries even grab for national teams.
They're just not deep enough.
It's that they don't have a superstar on the front end.
Yeah.
That's what's missing. You need someone to keep up with these guys in Florida, and you don't have it.
I also think that Florida's point total in the regular season is deception.
Yeah.
Because they're resting players to get healthy, including Barkov, who is a criminal Andy Red player. But back to last night, though, like Edmonton, they win going away 3-0. Stuart Skinner has either been dreadful or a literal brick wall. There has been no in-between for him this postseason. He's either cost you games to a point where he got benched in the LA series, or he's just shutting you down with no answers in sight. This is another shutout for him in the playoffs. He is as up and down, roller coaster, wacky as it gets. But if he's going to be on his game, this is going 7.
Yep.
Because he's going to have his bad games and he's going to have his good games. It's not a series until somebody loses at home. Here we are. Dallas just lost at home.
If it's Edmonton, Florida again, that's pretty crazy, the repeat.
It's crazy, but also I'm not mad at it.
I'm not either. I want it to flip.
I want it to flip, but it's also a little bit of a testament to something. For Edmonton, it is you have the best player in the National Hockey League, and you're finally figuring it out of how to get him back here. There are some flaws. Goaltending is one of them. But do you have a team structure around you now that is good enough to win? Yes. They're in the conference final again. That's not a mistake anymore. They are a good, consistent team that makes deep playoff runs. They are playing a lot of hockey at this point. Same with Dallas. Dallas is a good team. They're well-structured. I hate it, but they are.
It's tough to say.
Florida is as dominant and well-structured. They've been to the last couple of Stanley Cup finals and are poised to be in the third.
Exactly. They're dominant.
And then there's Carolina.
Just the misfit little
what
bro.
What they lack in terms of talent, they make up for with the bad Metropolitan Division because rivalries have to be forced in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Cool. You know who hates each other every year? Division rivals in the regular season.
That's true.
You know who really start hating each other? Any playoff team that plays each other for a 7-game series. You do not need to force rivalries. You get the same people facing each other, they will start fighting each other. How do I know this? NFL training camp.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
Will throw hands just because they see the same person day in and day out.
Do you remember that? The Bills, there were a couple fights.
It's everywhere. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a training camp spat.
Did you really have training camp? No.
Training camp is the friends and fights we have along the way.
I think we'll see some. I'm excited. That's one thing about Hard Knocks I'm excited for.
You see the same people every day. In the playoffs, you see the same people every day. You do not need to force Carolina to be playing against New Jersey in the first round and then Washington in the second round. There should be reseeding. Or just go back to 1-8.
Yeah.
Just do it. You don't need to force anything.
Reseeding would be interesting. I would like that. I think that's...
As a matter of fact, ready? You know what's going to be an interesting rivalry? If the teams both make it back there, Edmonton, Florida.
Yeah, because it's a repeat of last year. There's of course going to be a rivalry.
The same players that they did.
In the biggest series of the season, postseason. In the pinnacle of the postseason. Yeah, that's a rivalry if I've ever heard it.
Exactly. You do not need to force rivalries. Look at the NBA, Indiana and New York. These teams have one of the most intense playoff rivalries in sports.
Mm-hmm.
They don't play in the same division.
No.
They just happen to meet each other in the playoffs.
Bills-Chiefs.
Where the stakes are highest, teams start to hate each other.
Yes.
Fan bases start to hate each other. By God, you just said it. Bills-Chiefs. That is the biggest rivalry of the Buffalo Bills right now in this current day and age.
Miami's not.
It's not Miami.
Baltimore's close because of other reasons.
I mean, yes, but also, yes. I think there's still plenty of hatred within the AFC North because it's still a competitive division that I don't know if the Bills overtake anybody for Ravens hatred. And that's proper. But the AFC East has been so bad that it's not New England. It's not Miami. It's not the Jets.
Could be New England coming up.
But those rivalries are not manufactured at that point. It is just
It's all natural beef.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Bills, Chiefs. Chiefs ended the Bills season how many times in the postseason?
It is premium grass-fed Berta beef.
In heartbreaking fashion. That's organic beef, yes. If you ask me.
Yeah, it...
They're trying to give us impossible meat, forcing rivalries. And that, like, just ain't tasting right.
No. It's like the... What? Yeah, it's like a vegan burger. You like it because of the idea.
Yeah.
Or you'll eat it because of the idea.
On paper, the idea is awesome.
Oh, playoff rivalries. I'll take that. Why does this one taste funny?
Hmm.
It's because we tried to integrate. We forced chemicals into this thing that make it not real beef. It's not real beef. It's something we made up. What do you mean you made it up?
They don't have the meats.
They don't. Like, the NHL playoffs is the opposite of Arby's. And they're the only league that does it like this. And I do not know why.
No.
It becomes remarkably simple at this point. If Carolina gets swept, you really got to look at each other and go, is this really what we want?
Yeah, we got to the drawing board.
Because I dug into the numbers. Since 2017, the Metropolitan Division has not had a representative. Oh, excuse me, 2018. The Metropolitan Division has not had a representative in the Stanley Cup Final since the Capitals won it all.
How would the Sabres fare in that division this season?
Probably better than they did.
that's what I was thinking.
Oh, really? Not really.
No?
Do note that they do play their fellow divisions,
mm-hmm.
or the other division, almost as much as their own division.
You're right. Forget how many games there are.
Yes.
So right around the same.
I would do something about this where you are playing your division. Try to play them all four times in a season.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got two meetings with everybody else. That's how your rivalries are. And then your playoff rivalries become rivalries because of this. Because it's organic at that point. You find a way because the stakes are higher. You don't need to force this down. I don't know why the NHL is as weird as they are about this stuff, but, you know.
NHL's got a lot of weird things that they just do.
Yes.
With the current office that runs it. So, well, I'll leave it at that.
Yeah. And it is what it is. But, again, I'm excited, though, to see. We've got a series in Edmonton and Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
That is a big deal.
Could Carolina pull something out of you know where? That's going to be the question.
Can Carolina just play competent hockey for once? Is really all I need out of this.
See, this series reminds me of the Sabres in Prague in the preseason when they swept all those other teams that weren't up to NFL talent. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like this is reminiscent of that. Could this hinder the Florida Panthers? Because they played the way they did against the Hurricanes, but then a real contender walks in like Edmonton. Oh.
Yeah.
We're playing against someone who's playing competent hockey. We forgot how to do that. Like that could be an interesting look. I don't know.
Yeah, but, like, again, Florida is...
It's dominant.
Is dominant.
Of course, reaching with that take, but still.
Florida is downright dominant, and you've got Carolina fans chanting, shoot the puck.
Yikes.
We'll see if either of these NBA series are a series at this point.
Yeah,
both are up 2-0.
2-0 right now. 2-0 right now.
While, for the eye... Pacers and Knicks is the far superior one to actually watch.
Absolutely. There's more, like you said, a real rivalry between those two teams.
There's again, natural hate.
They want blood on the court. Not necessarily, but you know what I'm saying.
But the Pacers have taken two at MSG. That's a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mr. Giacobello, what do we have looking tonight again? In the NBA?
Oh, for Timberwolves and
Oklahoma City?
Yeah, the Thunder.
And that is Minnesota needs a win.
Yeah.
Desperately. At home.
They could do it at home.
Heads to Minnesota.
That could become a series tonight, I think.
New York's got the problem. The Knicks have the biggest problem.
Yeah.
That is, you've lost the first two at home. You need to now go on the road and take this down.
They need to bring the Rizzler with them on the road in the locker room. Get some team spirit going.
I don't know what they need. But we need a break here on Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, here with you. This is WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.